This is TWiT.
Walmart announced a new program today where they will deliver your groceries straight to your fridge. They'll beam them there like Star Trek. Actually, they're not going to do that. They're actually teaming with August Smart Locks to make it easy for delivery people to get into your house and put the groceries away so you don't have to. Here's how it will work. Order groceries on Walmart.com for delivery. If I'm at work or I'm out getting a massage, which someday I hope to be doing in the middle of the day, that delivery person will have a one-time use passcode that will work with your August lock. You'll get a notification on your phone that a delivery person is inside your home. You can even spy on them if you have a smart camera or if you're creepy or if you really have no sense of trust for anyone, you can spy on them. And then if you decide not to watch them, you'll get a notification that the person has left. What do you think about this, Jason?
That's about how I feel about this. It just, there's something weird about like arriving home, walking through the door and being like, oh, there's a package on my counter. Like, you know, that I know I didn't put there, that I know my family didn't put there, that someone just had access to my phone. I would have to get over that in order to be okay with this, I suppose. And yeah, having a camera, like being able to actually monitor, you know, via the August app with a security camera inside your home, I suppose that helps. Even if you're not watching, that at least has it in their mind that there is some sort of a record of this, you know, and I'm sure when they use that one-time passcode, it's logged who, you know, that that happened at that point. Their systems are going to be able to track who it is and everything. So I'm sure it's totally safe, and I'm sure they're thinking about that because that's going to be a big hurdle that anyone's going to have to get over with. We're just not used to the idea of random stranger person letting themselves into our home to do anything. And so it feels weird to me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel weird to me. I mean, I, you know, we let people come in and out of our house, you know, if they're working on it or something, because we have a smart lock, and then we just give them a one-time key code, and then, you know, we never use it again. Or you can, you know, set it so it's only, you know, only during that time can that person come in. I don't have any cameras inside watching what anyone is doing, but I like this idea. I wish it would go one step further and cook the food for me.
You get home and they're like, and here you go, see you later.
Yeah. I mean, I know you. I could actually very easily hire a person to do all that if I had a lot of money, which I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you put it that way, I guess when I think about like at our home, like we do have a house cleaner, and but that's someone that we've vetted. You know what I mean? That we actually trust. We have some sort of an actual relationship with this person, and we have for years. So I feel, I don't know, I feel better about that. Or babysitter, you know, like there are certain people that we do let into our home that aren't us, and they know how to get into our home, but there's a personal relationship there that's behind that. This still feels a little too random to me. And it's not even that I think they would do anything unsavory while they were there, because there's probably a lot of checkpoints. It just kind of feels strange to be like, okay, random person, go ahead and open my door and do something. However, we did talk about this last year, about this time. Amazon, according to the information at that time, had reported that also Amazon is doing this. Their tests do include August. It also includes Garage.io for garage access. So they're kind of all moving in this direction. We'll see how successful that that direction ends up being, I suppose.
Well, Bleep Blurp in the chat room, he adds another step that I would also like, that they would cook your food for you and then actually put the food in your mouth. So, because
wow.
I got my hands are using my, I got texts to send. I got.
Well, I'm so busy on my phone right now. Could you just feed me, random Amazon or Walmart
you
person?
You know that's where we're headed. It just won't be delivery people. It'll be robots.
I don't want to go where we're headed, apparently.